Stop. Reflect. Refocus. This is Going Deeper. Are you a dedicated follower of fashion? Got to be wearing the latest look? It's impossible to keep up with it. My wife tells me, for women as an example, this month it's high-cut waistlines on jeans, boot-cut legs, floral dresses with a 60s look, flat brown sandals. Next month it's low-cut waistlines on jeans, the skinny leg cut, 30cm high cork slip-on shoes. The next month it's jeans that are cut off at the knee. The month after it's the baggy I dream of genie pants, the sandals with straps that go halfway up the leg. I can't keep up. Not that I'm wearing it. That's my wife saying that. She can't keep up. I don't... Ah, forget about it. Anyway, it's just as bad for us guys. Don't get me wrong. The latest fashion, great. And after we've bought a nice wardrobe full of them, in the blink of an eye, it's all out of style and the new fashions are in. Wouldn't it be a novel idea to care less about trends, to wear whatever you want and not care that others might look at you and think, what a dag. I mean, it's cool to be daggy. I'm still wearing the same clothes I wore in 1977. Ask my wife. I'm the ultimate dag and I'm loving it. Is there a message in all of this? No, it's just me rambling on again. But my thought is, let's not make fashion our God. Clothes maketh the man or the woman. That's true. It's good to have some pride in how we look, but let's be careful we don't let it get out of control. A good reminder for us is in the Ten Commandments, where God says, I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods before me. I'm Aaron Wright for the Salvos.